Another city in our region is considering the future of the Confederate monument in its downtown. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek tells us more.
That's the sound of the Bentonville Confederate Monument being removed from the downtown square last month. It will eventually be the centerpiece of James H. Berry Park in another part of the city. The agreement reached between the Arkansas Division of the United Daughters of the Confederacy and the Benton County Historical Society has since prompted another city to consider moving its Confederate monument.
That was also one of the precipitating factors. We said, well, you know, it's time for us to do the same here.
That's Fort Smith City Administrator Carl Gefkin.
Good things come when people willingly come to the table.
The other people involved in these discussions include Fort Smith Mayor George McGill, Sebastian County Judge David Hudson, and Attorney Joey McCutcheon, who represents the United Daughters of the Confederacy in the negotiations.
The discussions that we've had to this point, at least, you know, these discussions in person and on the phone, largely centered around the Bentonville Monument, the Bentonville model, you know, a private agreement where taxpayer dollars are not used.
According to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, the Fort Smith chapter of the UDC funded the Confederate monument that stands on the grounds of the Sebastian County Courthouse. It was placed there in 1903 after a vote of the city council.
Fort Smith, in essence, we, you know, back 117 years ago, we have a perpetual use of the ground that the monument sits on. So, you know, we're in no hurry to move monuments. That is not what the UDC women do.
McCutcheon says the organization's mission is the preservation of history.
You know, the Confederacy occupied Fort Smith for almost 2 years. So this is part of Fort Smith history. And we don't want that history to be erased.
The Confederacy occupied the Army base at Fort Smith from 1861 to 1863. Many Confederate casualties are buried on a plot of land that's now a designated national cemetery. An original memorial to those soldiers was destroyed by a tornado. So in 1898, the newly formed chapter of the Fort Smith UDC began raising money for a replacement. When their design, which features a Confederate infantryman as well as other symbols and inscriptions dedicated to the Confederacy, was submitted to the U.S. War Department, the secretary refused to accept it for placement at the cemetery. Instead of making changes to the design, the UDC found another site for it, which is how the monument ended up on the grounds of the county courthouse. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1996. McCutcheon says, given all that, the UDC is willing to listen and have dialogue.
We feel like that's the approach that should be taken. Unlike what happened in, for example, Little Rock, where the mayor goes out and moves monuments without any public discussion or input, we think that's wrong.
In June, the city of Little Rock removed a statue honoring a militia unit that formed to fight for the Confederacy from a city park. The monument had been vandalized, and the city is working with the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism to find an appropriate location for it. McCutcheon says Gefkin, with the city of Fort Smith, suggested Oak Cemetery as an alternative location for the monument back in July.
You know, the devil's in the details. It took us a year and a half to work out this private deal with Bentonville to assure that this was the direction that the UDC wanted to go in terms of relocation of this monument.
Gefkin says Oak Cemetery might be an appropriate location, as it's the final resting place for more than 120 Confederate soldiers.
And owing to everything that has transpired with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and what has happened to monuments across the country, we know that Fort Smith is a very good city and it's a growing city, and that we can handle this in a much better way than that while still honoring the dead and the veterans for which it was initially put up.
Gefkin adds the city would not cover the costs of moving the monument and preparing a site at the cemetery.
this will need to be privately funded. And that's the main reason why I had asked for a price quote, was to find out how much would it cost to move. Because if we could offer this information and say that it will cost $90,000 to move, and then eventually how much to prepare the land, then there would be a target.
But McCutcheon also takes issue with what Oak Cemetery looked like a couple weeks ago.
Unfortunately, the Oak Cemetery has been in a state of disrepair. It's not mowed. It's not kept up. The roads are in a state of disrepair. There's drainage issues. And it's just, certainly in this condition, is not attractive to the UDC.
Gefkin says the grass has already been taken care of.
Oak Cemetery recently, the grass did grow high, and trimming needed to be done. And that was due to the 8.5 inches of rain that we received beginning on August 30th through the middle of September, when this issue became very popular.
The city's parks director told our partner Talk Business and Politics the city is down 20 seasonal workers this year due to cuts caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. He also mentioned the street department has plans to begin an improvement project on the cemetery roads. It will include a drainage system and landscaping. But McCutcheon says he's not sure moving the monument to another government-owned property is the best idea.
Why would we consider moving it to another government-owned piece of land so that this monument becomes a ping-pong ball the next time that you know, someone's unsatisfied that it's at the city cemetery?
So he says conversations are ongoing and future meetings with local government leaders have been planned.
You know, if there is a win-win situation, that's what we're looking for. We're very comfortable with our legal position right where we are. We're not going to be strong-armed to move the monument. But Oak Cemetery has an unbelievable Fort Smith history.
There are some who want to see the monument gone altogether and others who want to see it stay. But Gefkin says he's hoping for a compromise.
It shows that the city of Fort Smith can come together and make these difficult decisions for the betterment of the city and of its region.
In 2004, Gefkin says the city transferred ownership of the land where the monument stands at the courthouse to Sebastian County, which is why the county judge is involved in the discussions. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.